In this bulletin, another 40 people aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan tested positive for coronavirus. The federal government foreshadows new closing the gap targets. And in tennis, Australian hopeful Jordan Thompson has advanced to the second round of the ATP Tour New York Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A dedicated mental health support phone line is being set up to provide counselling to Australian passengers stuck on the Diamond Princess cruise liner in Japan. Another 39 passengers and one quarantine officer aboard the ship have tested positive to the coronavirus. Four Australians are among those new cases. The cruise ship is currently moored in Yokohama Port. Health Minister Greg Hunt says being confined on board the ship could trigger pre-existing mental health conditions, which is why a counselling services being set up.
We are working with and seeking to provide a dedicated mental health line. We look to have that done within the course of the next 24 hours, and once that's established, both the counselling and the line, then Foreign Affairs and Trade will seek to contact all Australians who are on the ship. And we're getting ahead of issues, but we recognise that the stress is real, and we really feel for those people who are in that situation.
A paedophile who filmed himself raping a seven-year-old child in the bathroom of a dance studio has been sentenced to life in prison. 56-year-old Anthony Sampieri has pleaded guilty to 10 charges relating to the attack, including 3 counts of sexual intercourse with a child under the age of 10. The attack took place in November 2018 when Sampieri was out on parole and high on the drug ice. He wandered into the dance studio in the Sydney suburb of Kogra, grabbed the girl, tied a cord around her neck and assaulted her in a toilet cubicle. Parents attending the dance class stopped the attack by bashing down the toilet door, which saw Sampieri attack them with a knife. In passing sentence, Judge Paul Conlon said the crimes were so grave they warranted the maximum penalty.
I agree with the submission of the Crown that the taking of the victim in such circumstances that what happened to her during the course of her detention can only be described as every parent's worst nightmare.
And if this story has raised issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes a new approach to the federal government's targets on Indigenous wellbeing will see better outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. The latest report on the targets to reduce Indigenous disadvantage show only 2 of the 7 targets are on track, early education and Year 12 attainment. Mr Morrison says the government is working with Indigenous groups to come up with 15 targets by April. He says it's time for the government to acknowledge that needs to change.
The targets that were set for Indigenous Australians, not by Indigenous Australians, do not celebrate the strengths, achievements and aspirations of Indigenous people. They don't tell you what's happening on the ground or stirring under it. They don't tell you how realistic or achievable these targets were in the first place. They reinforce the language of failing and falling short. And they also mask the real progress that has been made.
The government has opted to establish an Indigenous advisory group to government, but opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor supports the 2017 Uluru Statement's call for an Indigenous voice to Parliament.
The voice is a modest request that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples be consulted about issues and policies that directly affect them. That's what it is. It is not a third chamber. It is not deliberative. It merely seeks to put a structure around what we would all regard as Australians as decency, as courtesy, and as respect.
In tennis, Australian hopeful Jordan Thompson has advanced to the second round of the ATP Tour's New York Open. The world number 63 defeated Croatia's Ivo Karvolic 6-3, 7-6, 7-2. Thompson will now face America's top seed, John Isner. The weather for Thursday, sunny in Perth, 35, sunny as well in Adelaide, 31, humid for Melbourne, partly cloudy and 30, partly cloudy in Hobart, 21, a shower or two for Canberra, 26, much the same for Wollongong, 24, showers continue in Sydney, 27, much the same for Newcastle, 28, similar conditions for Brisbane, a hot and sunny day in Cairns, 37 and 34 degrees in Darwin with a shower and a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.